Hey everybody, we're back again this week. It's Animal Jam. Ba ba da ba. Am I alone?
You're not alone.
Oh, who do we have here?
It's your boy Keith. Yo 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 yo.
I'm also.
Is that
here.
It? Oh, Matthew.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's nice to talk to you again.
It's so nice to hear your sensual voice coming back to me.
Why, thank you. It's nice to hear it, too. I can hear myself talking.
Matthew, us talking to each other is making me feel feelings.
On this week's episode of Smooth Jams, we get to the...
This is the smooth. This is the smooth Jan episode.
Smooth.
This is so smooth, silky.
Smooth jams.
Why are we here again?
I'm tripping off acid right now, so I'm just trying to have a good time. Let me ask you guys something. Why can so many people get Percocet and Vicodin so easily, but I cannot for the life of me find anywhere to get 50 Cialis?
You want me to hook you up?
You got a Cialis hookup?
I have a basement full of it.
A basement full of Cialis?
No, a basement full of Cialis hookups.
Gotcha.
Cool.
That makes more sense anyway.
Yeah, this is getting deep. How does that make more sense? Exactly.
Because they're people. So he's got a basement full of people.
Yeah, how does that make more sense than having a basement full of pills?
I don't know, man. Listen,
exactly.
You're going to have to ask Matt.
Next
I got this
time
new cereal.
On Smooth Jams.
I was at the store with Tia, and we were buying adult foods, and then I was like, let's get some cereal. So we go in the cereal aisle, we're like looking around. You know, we typically go for healthy alternatives. And then I was like, oh, this one has Mario on the package. And then that's the one we got.
It's-a me, Mario.
But it ended up being really good. It was called S'mores. I've never heard of it before, but it's basically Golden Grahams with marshmallows, and it's fucking amazing.
I got a Nintendo email one time telling me about the new Mario cereal that was coming out.
That's pretty dope. Did you respond to it?
I did not.
I got one, and I responded to it, and I was like, cool, is Mario inside the thing? And they just sent me back a picture of Satan.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Cereal.
I've never heard of this new Mario cereal, nor did I get an email.
No, it's not Mario cereal. It's like just actual cereal with like a Mario promotion on it, but it's a picture of Mario on it.
Do you think the regular cereal is as good as the Mario version?
No. That's why we got the Mario version, because it has Mario on it.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, get the fuck out of here, Mario.
Where's my brother? Waluigi.
All those signature Mario lines.
He's like, yeah, but how about you and Uncle Tony come over and have some gabagool? How's that sound?
Some ragout.
That's Mario. Come over, Grandma's prosciutto. I don't know what Italians do.
They eat
so. We're doing animals this week. We're going to talk about animals. I want to talk about an animal, and it's something that Tia suggested because she's a fan of the pod. She wants to hear something. So I said, oh, yes, we're going to do that. It's the sea slug.
A sea slug.
Yeah, what do they sound like, Keith? What does a sea slug sound like, you think?
I think you nailed that one on the head.
But if you were to make the sound, because you are the sound master. Oh.
Oh,
so that's
God.
A little bit more accurate. That one's a little bit more accurate.
That was pretty good.
So, sea slugs. I'm going to keep it nice and plain for you. They're marine gastropods. The end. What is a gastropod? You're probably thinking right now, and you little shithead, you're in luck. That'll fill you in. Commonly, gastropod... it's a word.
Mm-hmm.
It means species only with like an external shell, commonly big enough so that the soft parts can withdraw completely into it. But there are gastropods without a shell, and those with only a very reduced or internal shell, and they're commonly known as slugs. There are some pretty neat slugs. Like, you've all seen slugs. They're like, you know, they got to stay nice and slimed up. They have mucus all over mm-hmm. them. They're a little bit different underwater, but there are some neat ones. Like the blue sea slug is a friend of mine. He feeds on one of the ocean's most feared creatures, the Portuguese man-o-war.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh.
So it's the, you know, the J-fish, and it's got they're stinging cells, you know, and they've got all these they're stinging powers in them, in the man-o-war. So this blue sea slug will actually store the power of these stinging cells in its own, like, appendages and then use them later to hurt people.
Oh, wow.
It's completely inept to the power of this jellyfish. It's a feared ocean creature.
I'm down with the sea slug. I like them.
Yeah, that's pretty neat, right? So
yeah, I think we should just crown them the victor of this week's.
Okay, cool. And so I win. I'd like to give a shout out to my balls, my asshole. You guys really helped me out. All I have to talk about besides that is that, because I mean, you know what a slug is, and a sea slug is a slug in the ocean. What I really want to talk about is how they fuck.
Yeah, okay, that's right. All I'm concerned about.
No, it's gonna blow you guys away because they've got a lot of crazy things going for them. So that, like, some slugs, like the Limax Maximus, they have.
Oh, yeah.
So slugs are all hermaphrodites, all of them. Sea slugs, regular slugs, they all have male and female parts, and sometimes they'll interchangeably use them. So sometimes they even will do it at the same time, where, like, they'll line up their boy and girl parts, and they have a double fuck extravaganza at the same damn time.
Holy crap, that's incredible.
Yeah, and the craziest part about that is they can't really see or hear well, so they have to do it by touch. It is a very sexual slug down.
Slug down.
But, like, they're real goofy. They do a bunch of weird shit. Sometimes, like, this, the Limax Maximus they do external sperm transfer. So they will climb a tree or a wall in a cave. They will suspend together head down from a mucus strand that is, by, like, 10 to 25 centimeters long. They're hanging upside down, right? They will evert their penises, meaning they will turn it inside out, and they will exchange sperm in midair by intertwining them.
Whoa.
And the craziest part about that is there is no evolutionary explanation for it. They have no idea why they do it. They hang from the ceiling on a long wire. They spin around each other. They touch their dicks together, turn them inside out, and then exchange cum.
That's what I call it.
Imagine what it's like when they're 69. That's so cool.
Matt, you have a little bit of you've done this before, haven't you?
Right. That's what I was about to say. That's what I call a Saturday night.
No, you've actually done it.
Oh yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Do you want to tell the story?
All right. So should I tell the time about my first inverted? I guess that's what you would call it. My first
everted. Mm-hmm. Let's hear.
So you know, I took him to the bar, and then we didn't really do any drinking or talk to anybody at the bar. We walked into the bar and then immediately went into the bathroom because that was the coldest, mm-hmm. darkest place. Mm-hmm. And then we don't have we had to tie rope around our feet. And then we hung from the ceiling and then did the whole do, you know, made our penises go inside and then swapped out the cum. And then we just stayed. Mm-hmm. We were stuck there. And then the police had to come.
And what was this guy's name?
It was Jackson with an X.
And the police came and arrested you for this? Or
they arrested him because I said that it was rape.
Oh, wow. That's cool of you to do to someone. Wow.
I got off scot-free.
Wow. That really works out for the... For that fake victim there.
So Jackson, if you're out there, I want to say I'm not sorry. I do not regret.
We got you good,
yeah.
You little bitch. No,
sorry,
but Matt.
Sorry.
Well, that was a joke. But in all reality, Matt has touched dicks with the man.
That's true. Inside and outside.
That's true.
No, he has. He has. There was a. We were playing Smash Brothers, and this is one of my favorite things about this, because they crafted this up on their own. No one was put up to this. I found out about it after the fact, but they were playing a team battle, 2v2, and they said that the losing team has to touch their penises together on camera. And they all agreed to this before they played, and Matt and the partner, his partner, was it John?
I think his name is John.
It was John? He didn't really exchange formalities. They lost, and I've seen this video of Matt, they willingly touched their penises together because they lost a bet. And you know what? I gotta say, I really admire the integrity there.
I mean, it's just a body part.
People don't follow through on their bets very often, which is
slimy. It was a slime fest to remember, one for the ages.
So I think if anyone is slug-like among us, you know, I sometimes cover myself in mucus and slide around the floor, but I still think I'm trumped by Matthew touching his dick to another man's dick on a bet.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do. And if that means touching dicks with another man, then you better pull down your pants, you feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did it on camera, too, so if anyone wants this video, I'll send you the, I'll send you the link later. I'll send it to you. Be advised, Matthew is so overtly handsome that it may turn you inside out just from looking at it.
Thank you.
Now, I've got another fact about these crazy little sluggies. So this is something that I also think is insane. I think Matt might also have done this as well. We'll find out in a few minutes. So sometimes after their sperm transfer, a process called apophilation will occur. This is more commonly known as penis amputation.
Oh my god.
Dun, dun, dun.
So apparently sometimes I don't know, it's found in their species because sometimes it'll happen when there's like a period of struggling and pulling. Their dick will get stuck.
Oh.
And so as a last resort, right? One or both of the penises gets chewed off by the other partner slug.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's like a 69's worst nightmare.
Yeah, absolutely. The replacement penis does not grow back. So it's just like, it's this occasional occurrence which follows a period of struggle. It's like this last resort penis chomping off. But also, once the penis is severed, it's usually eaten by the partner.
Well, yeah,
wow,
you don't want
that's
it to go to waste.
Right there.
Well, that part's unclear, but it's, you know, it could just be... You know, you're getting your
it's
nutrients.
Debatable.
You're getting your nutrients in.
I've been on both ends of that. You know, the trick is to just bite down really hard at first.
I go at it like, I think I would go at it like from the side, like a corn on the cob, and
yeah,
just make my way through that way. Yeah, because that's the, like I'm not, yeah, that's, you know what I mean? I just gnaw it off from at the base like a beaver.
That's very
like chopping down
though, so.
Like I'm chopping down a tree. Who cares?
I'm trying to get
well,
it done
I think
in one
he's
bite.
Assuming once it's already been amputated and he just has it, it's like it's a piece of corn on the cob.
Oh, no. Once you're already eaten, I'm going at it like I'm dipping it in hot sauce, baby. We're
getting into
it, you know?
Some BBQ sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet baby Ray's. Slime.
Yeah. Slug slime. It's a nice little mixture.
I
mixing all my foods together.
I want an advertisement for a barbecue sauce. Be like, this is the barbecue sauce to use if you're going to be eating a sea slug penis. You want to go ahead and dip it right inside.
They actually have this weird trend going on now. I see it in stores sometimes. They have like hot sauces that are called like, or it's like a dry rub for a meat, and it'll be called like rub your butt, and it means like a pork butt. It's like rub your butt powder. And then the one's like bone sucking sauce. It's like the sauce is so good. Like, who thinks that was a good idea in this advertising department? Like, yeah, let's just call our whole brand bone sucking sauce.
So, you know, it wasn't one of my best ideas, but I think that it really helped sales.
You gave it a shot.
Yeah.
Well, the neat thing about getting your penis chewed off if you're a slug is that you also have female reproductive parts, so later on you can just, you know, to take massive loads if you want.
I was going to say, it's not even like the biggest deal because they still have their other parts.
Yeah. And you know what's goofy as shit too? They just like drop 30 eggs in the ground after that. And they're like, okay, we did it. We did the whole thing. Now, this is something else. They're not exactly the same thing. They're a little bit different. They are still sea slugs, but they look different. So they're colloquially known as sea hares because they look a little bit like an underwater slug rabbit. And they have another unusual mating habit that I can totally get on board with. They mate in pairs sometimes, you know, with one acting as the male and another as the female, but they commonly occur in quite crowded numbers during mating season. Chains of two or three or more mating together. And this is really neat, too. So since they also have hermaphrodite parts, the one at the front will be the female, and they take a slug dick. The one at the back is the male, and they just only give it. But everyone in the middle gets it on either end, like a human centipede.
Right.
Oh, shit.
So let's have a chain of, you know, dudes dropping loads, getting loads dropped in them. You know, it's pretty slick. They do a human centipede, and they get it on all at the same damn time, and that's just efficient.
It's like a Ferris wheel of 69ing.
Do they all get pregnant?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, good time.
So that's pretty cool. I mean, I just think it's neat. They can be a man or a woman, you know, they can bite your dick off, they'll wrap their everted penises together and shit. They're pretty wicked.
Probably.
And then also, you know,
the most sexually depraved of all sea animals.
Yeah, if you think people would know this, but they don't. You know, slugs are just doing... You think, you know, guys are weird because they like to, you know, fuck a chick's armpit, but then I'm like, at least he's not turning his dick inside out and dumping his ball loads out onto you and shit.
That's like the ultimate...
Yeah, that'd be a little weird.
That's like the ultimate dirty talk. Like, treat me like a sea slug.
Mm-hmm. Fuck me like a slug.
Hey, at least now when you walk into a situation like that, you'll know exactly what they mean.
Right. Like, all right, let me get the rope.
I wasn't ready for this.
I gotta
first
do
get
a
to do handstands. Do handstands.
Oh, God.
I wonder what kind of erotic massages that slugs give to each other.
Probably the most erotic ones. They just come over here and turn your face inside out.
That's, they just do a little dirty talk to each other.
Yeah.
I'm going to bite that dick right off. You know what I was thinking about the other day? Do you think that, like, you know, they have those massage parlors where you go in and the girl will jerk you off or whatever?
The happy ending.
Yeah. Well, do you ever think that... So I assume typically it's like fat, gross old slobs that come in to get jerked off or whatever by a little Asian girl. Do you ever think that like a jacked handsome guy comes in and she's like, oh, thank God, and like gets excited about it?
It wouldn't surprise me.
She's like, oh man, I'm love it. This is so great. Finally. All right. Well, I'm tapped out.
Tapped out.
Keith, do you want to go next?
Sure. If you guys want to learn about alligators.
Oh, I would love to.
Alligators. So, obviously, everyone is always like, well, I don't know how to tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile. Okay?
I've never said that in my life.
Well, you're going to get learned right now. Do you know the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
Yeah. One of them is spelled with an A. And one spelled with a C. So the one that comes first alphabetically is one of the Steve
the
Irwin fights one
well,
of them.
One of them
and the other
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's right.
One of them
and the other one is looks the exact same and there's no differences. That's what I know about them.
One of them you'll see later.
R.I.P. Steve Irwin.
Yeah. So tell me the actual differences.
So the main difference that everyone usually knows is about their snout. Alligators have wide, round snouts, where crocodiles have pointed snouts. They're narrow and pointed.
Mm-hmm.
Alligators usually tend to be more black in color, and crocodiles are generally more greenish-gray in color. That's not, you know, racist at all or anything. It's just it's what the internet told me, so it has to be true.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't think it was racist.
Well, I'm just making sure, you know, just in case.
Are you a racist? Are you coming out right now?
No.
I'm going to let you down easy.
I heard
Matt
might be, so...
Yeah. Who knows? Well, he's not defending himself, so he must be.
He must be dead or racist, one or the other.
The only two eventualities.
One of the differences that you can help actually tell between the two that I didn't know was when an alligator closes its mouth, you can see all of its upper teeth, which I guess that'd be kind of cool and kind of goofy all at the same time. 'Cause,
what do you mean? How can you see?
Like its teeth, like, show outside of its mouth when they close their mouth. Like, they're not hidden underneath their mouths and their gums and whatever they have inside. Like, you close your mouth and you don't see your teeth.
An alligator is like this?
Just imagine if you... But yeah, just imagine if you were to close your mouth
and
all of your top teeth were, like, hanging out of your mouth. So you'd be able to see them even though your mouth was closed.
So it's like a reverse Bill Cower.
Yeah.
They have an overbite.
Right,
extreme
exactly.
Overbite.
It's like it's like an underbite. And
no,
crocodiles...
the top teeth are sticking out. It's an overbite.
Oh, yeah, I guess it would be an overbite.
Yeah.
So then they're... So the crocodiles, only their fourth tooth shows. It's like, I guess, like a fang tooth. Only that one pops out when their mouths are closed.
That's pretty neat.
So yeah, the next time you see an alligator or a crocodile and you're not sure which one it is, just take a good look at its mouth.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm looking when I see them because I don't want to get chomped to pieces.
Exactly.
I mean, does it really matter? Do I need to know the difference between a crocodile and an alligator? They're both extremely dangerous, right? Why would I need to know?
Yeah, I mean, they'll kill you instantly. Like, if they see you, they're very territorial, and they'll just come at you, and they'll chomp down on you.
They can, smash a turtle shell with their mouth. I'm not getting anywhere near them. Oh, there's the teeth, the one that's penetrating my jugular.
Right.
This is a crocodile that's killing me, not an alligator.
Yeah, and so alligators, they can grow up to 11 feet long,
mm-hmm.
and they can weigh up to a ton. It's a lot of weight for an alligator.
Wow, that is.
They're indigenous, I guess you would say, to the southern United States and China, and as we just previously discussed, they will eat just about anything, including humans, especially baby humans. So we'll look out, babies.
Wow. Look, watch out, babies. Mm. Now, which is the one that's in that movie Lake Placid?
Lake Placid, that would be, I have no idea. I've never seen that movie.
Really? There's like a giant crocodile in a lake that kills a bunch of people.
Is it a crocodile or is it an alligator?
I don't know. I was asking you. I would have guessed it was a crocodile because they don't really use alligators are scary things in movies because crocodiles have like that weird, they look a little bit different and they look like, I don't know, they look like more menacing or something. They look like real primal and undead or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bill Pullman's in Lake Placid. It's a pretty
Bill
good
Pullman.
Movie. Yeah, you
I'll
know him.
To, yeah, I'll have to put it on
He's
my list of movies I'm never
from
gonna
Independence
watch.
Day?
Yeah, I know. He's the president.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know my boy Bill Pullman.
Mm-hmm. We will not go quietly into Lake Placid. Mariska Hargitay. Mariska Hargitay is in it.
I don't know who that is.
She's from Law and Order. She's the girl from Law and Order.
The main one.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
She's got a pretty cool name.
Maybe I'll take Lake Placid off my list of movies that I'm never going to watch, and I actually will watch it.
You have a list of movies that you're never going to watch?
No, I just made that up right now, and I put Lake Placid on it.
What else is on it?
Just Lake Placid.
Just Lake Placid. And now it's off. The list is gone.
Now the list is blank again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty chill. A giant crocodile just, like, fucking kills everybody, so... It's like one of those movies that was like, what if we just don't go into the lake? And they're like, we can't.
Because
we have to go in over and over again.
Yeah.
Oh, so I kind of cut you off, though. So what else about alligators is cool?
Alligators, well, their name starts with an A. That's one thing.
That my name also starts with an A. Yeah, baby. That means you're number one.
We have that saying when you're leaving somewhere and you go, see you later, alligator. There's that. That's
a
thing.
Are these all the facts you have?
these are hey, they're good facts.
There's a cartoon alligator. What's his name?
Alligator Man. I have no
idea. Wally Gator. There's a Wally Gator. You ever heard of Wally Gator?
No.
Me either.
Really?
Is he like the Terminator but an alligator?
No, he's like not at all. He's like an alligator. He stands upright like on his back 2 feet, and he has like a little pink hat and a collar and like cufflinks.
You're making this up.
I swear to God, he's like an old Hanna-Barbera guy. Like, he was back with, like, Miguel Gorilla and shit.
Another made-up character.
No, I've never heard of this guy.
You never heard of Wally Gator? Damn, yo.
Sounds like
cool.
A fraud.
He's not. He's dope as shit. He used to hang out with, like, the Pink Panther and that that horse.
Don Quixote.
No.
Don Quixote's not a horse.
Don Quixote. no, what the fuck? What the hell is the other guy's name? Quick Draw McGraw, maybe?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't really know any of these guys except the Pink Panther.
Yeah, there's all those ones, and Speedy Gonzalez, and...
I know that one.
Yeah, and, oh, damn, there's a bunch of other ones. There's, like, those dogs. Baba Louie and shit like that. You guys don't remember any of these? They were cool.
No. My childhood must have not been as fruitful as yours.
There was a lot of cool cartoons back then.
I'm still like a little baby child. I have no idea what any... I know Pink Panther.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the music from the Pink Panther. Are you guys ready for some sexy time facts?
Mm-hmm. Tell me about his dick, please.
All right. Well, obviously, alligators have normal-sized penises. I mean, come on now.
Why is that obvious?
I have no idea. I couldn't find much information about male penises for the alligators on the internet, so
that's
we're
weird.
Just going to go with normal-sized alligator penis.
So you're just making it up?
Yeah, I am. You want to try and fact-check me?
Well... Based on this alligator dildo that I have, which I assume is based on, you know, fact, I would say that they're about 8 to 9 inches.
Okay. So that's pretty normal.
No, that's not that's not normal at all. I would say it's far below average.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, baby.
So, I've seen an alligator penis before.
Yeah? How'd that go?
It was on an episode of Wally Gator.
Back to the swamp. All right.
I'm fact checking you right now.
All right. You can fact check me all you want, buddy.
So, this is... Okay, I found a little bit right here. Researchers have found that the reproductive organ of a male alligator is constantly erect and hidden inside its body at all times.
Oh my god, how did I miss that?
Very different from anything seen before in vertebrates. So, apparently the difference between the phallus of this animal, this reptile, and the majority of other animals is that it's always hard, it's hidden inside a little flap in their body, and it's apparently only 3 inches, and it'll just pop out when they want to bang, you know?
Yeah, that sounds like pretty much borderline torture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
That's pretty chill. I wish I had that.
Just an always erect penis, and then you open it out from your garage door.
No, this is like a little. So this is a little peek into the world of the internet that this is like always amazed me. So there's this article, you know, about this penis of the alligator, and for some reason you go down to the bottom, the very top comment just says "so" with 3 question marks. I don't get it.
Oh man.
This guy is actually kind of funny. This guy said, I must have some alligator in me.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
So male alligators mate.
This one also, hold on. This comment says, this really surprises me, as female alligators are all really ugly. Damn, these people are fucking hilarious.
That is kind of funny, actually.
Mary from Liverpool, shout out. That was dope. That was the dopest joke.
Yeah. Hopefully she'll be watching this week. We'll have to get in contact with her.
Yeah. How many bullets do you think an alligator could take?
Probably about 69.
Holy shit. Give or take how many?
69.
Oh, wow.
So zero? Or...
I legit think they could take a lot. They're, like, armored or something, right?
Yeah, they have pretty... Well, I don't know that they're armored, but they have pretty tough skin. Like,
yeah.
I would say 4 bullets, depending on the bullets that you're using.
How resilient of an animal are they?
There's only one way to find out, dude.
Yeah. Just get one.
Let's go gator hunting. I've seen alligators before.
Really?
When I go down to Myrtle Beach, we go into the swamps and we kayak through the swamps and stuff. It's really neat. And, we saw alligators.
That sounds terrifying. They could kill you.
Well, I mean, that statement we made about them being extremely dangerous before was very false. They're actually, unless you, like, borderline harass them, they're not going to bother you. They're actually pretty timid creatures unless you do something really stupid around them, which, I mean, survival of the fittest, right? You do something dumb, I mean, something dumb's going to happen.
That's not what survival of the fittest means, but okay.
Well, we're redefining the definition.
Oh, that's pretty slick, dude.
Yeah.
I love redefining shit. Internet. We should redefine more shit. That's pretty cool.
We'll start a new podcast. We're just going to redefine everything.
Redefine words.
Yeah.
We should just make words. All right,
as I was trying
opposite.
To say before,
oh,
I have some more stuff to say about alligators.
Okay, somebody's in a bad mood today.
Oh, yeah. You just wait till you hear this stuff.
Okay,
good
let's hear
stuff
it.
Right here. Only the best facts. Male alligators mate in June of every year. They run around and they just bang as many female alligators as they can everywhere. Mm-hmm. Just boom, mm-hmm. boom, boom, in and out. Just that garage door opens and closes with their little 3-inch penises
mm-hmm.
that are always erect. Females, generally, they're more timid. They mate with one male and then they go and lay their eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But the males, they just run around and just find another gator to stick themselves in. And what I thought was really cool about the birth of new alligators, once the females go, they make their little nest and they drop their eggs into the nest. And the sex of the offspring is determined by how warm the egg gets. Whoa. So if the eggs are below 82.4 degrees Fahrenheit,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a female. If the temperature of the egg is above 91.4 degrees, it's going to be a male. And if it's pretty much right in the middle at about 87.8 degrees, like say you have 20 eggs, about mm-hmm. half of them are going to be male and half of them are going to be female.
That's very interesting because my mom told me that when she was pregnant with me, she used to keep her belly in the oven for as much time as she could. And now, look here, I'm a male.
Male.
Mostly. Yeah.
For the most part. Mm-hmm. Are you like a snail slug? A slug
no,
snail?
No, but I mean, we do share things with women. I have nipples. I have an asshole. Wait,
don't
girls
have
that
nipple?
Too. I do have a third nipple. See,
yeah, so
people say
cool.
this all the time. I used to get in arguments with people because they're like, oh, I have a third nipple. And I'm like, that's a birthmark on your back.
Yeah.
But it actually has to line up with another nipple, like a dog's would.
Right, exactly.
Mine
yeah.
does. You've seen it.
I've seen it, like, about 7 trillion times.
It grows. I was shirtless around you a lot growing up.
Are we being serious right now?
Yeah, I have a third nipple. I'll show it to you.
I didn't know that. I did not know that. And I've seen you shirtless before.
Yeah, well, I haven't been shaving my chest. There's a lot of hair around it now, which is...
It's the natural defense.
I'm looking at it right now. It's pretty cool looking. Like,
maybe snap a pic of it and put it on the Animal Jam Facebook page just so our viewers know for sure that we're not just jerking their chains right now.
I'm going to take a selfie of my nipple. That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Can you get all three nipples in the shot?
I might be able to. I'll have to get someone to take it for me. It's honestly, like, it's not the size of a regular nipple. It's much smaller. I would say it's half or a third of the size, so it's, like, hard to see. And a lot of people don't believe me, but it definitely is. It has an areola. It has, like, the extended nipple part. It's just smaller.
Yeah, it has a little bump and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just smaller. It gets hard. It shoots milk out when I want it to.
On command, or do you have to, like, squeeze it?
No, I flex. I flex the milk out. That's why I can't go to the gym anymore. They're like, sir, you're squirting? Can you get the fuck out of here? And I'm like, I thought this was a gym. They're like, you're in the produce section of Giant. I'm like, oh. Oops.
Whoops-a-days. All right, well, guess what? If you were looking for more facts about alligators, you ain't going to get them. Because that's there is to know about them.
No, that was pretty good. You did the old
what
rundown.
What color are alligators?
Black!
Black.
No wonder I hate alligators.
Are you quizzing me? Oh, dude.
Oh, see, I knew he was racist.
Jesus H. Oh, man. That was rough.
It was a dark joke.
No, a dark joke. You just said you hate black people.
A dark joke.
No, don't try and wiggle your way out of this. We're about to lay it down. We're about to lay it down on you, man. Keith, let's get him.
Woo, 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 woo.
What's that? That sounds like
that's
fucking...
my European car alarm.
Wait, it's not a. It should be a European police alarm.
What's yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Is that how it sounds?
Something like that.
That's an ambulance, maybe. I'm not sure.
Nah, it's probably.
They just car. They just get on the intercom. Oi, mate, pull over.
Yeah.
Pull your car over, you wanker.
Pull over, you fucking wanker.
Toss off.
I put the skitters in your alley and wickers, you plonker.
I don't think anybody's ever said that, ever.
That's British, dude.
You got another thing coming if you don't.
Yeah. Everybody can do a British accent. That's easy. That's the easiest shit on the planet.
Righto.
Pip, pip. There we go.
Pip, pray.
Got it. Pip, pip.
So, yeah. Matthew.
What's up, buddy? You got
something
for us?
I got a little something called the Flying Squirrel. And
is that what it's actually called?
I would just like to preface this by saying that I typed Flying Squirrel into Urban Dictionary, and every single one of the entries is a completely different sexual act.
Oh, any of them any
good? They're all good.
Give me one or two.
Drop some of these on us.
All right, here we go. I got one right here. The Flying Squirrel is stretching your scrotum and balls over a person's face and laying your penis on their forehead. Resembling a flying squirrel with its arms spread.
And its tail out. Yeah, that makes
done
sense.
Done properly.
That's incredible.
This will cover the person's mouth and nose completely. To create good suction, make sure your balls are warm before proceeding. Injury can occur if the person was sleeping and wakes up being suffocated by your massive nuts and sack.
This sounds like it's one of those, like, ads you get on TV for... prescription medicine that you have to ask for.
Like, be warned, injury can occur if the person was sleeping, waking suffocated by your massive nuts and sack.
There you go. Exactly.
You want to hear another one?
Yeah, I want to hear that one. Wasn't that good? I mean, it was good, but it wasn't. All right,
this one
special.
Also involves grabbing one's testicle bag, the testicle bag,
testicle bag,
with the tips of one's fingers, both hands specifically. And stretching the skin into opposite directions. And then it's best displayed for people when tightly pressed against a glass window or door, typically found in computer labs or lobbies of public building where there are lots of glass panels.
That's pretty good. I want to do that.
That's also do sounds some... like you can be put on a child predator list.
Yeah, you can definitely get on the Megan's Law website if you're doing
Just an FYI, folks, who are
listening.
I've got
one more here.
Yeah.
It's completely different.
Okay. Okay.
Sexual act where a man is engaging in sexual intercourse in the doggy style position and shifts his weight on top of his partner while keeping his penis inserted to the point of where he is balancing on top of her with arms and legs outstretched, spread eagle, but is still able to pump.
That's the best one, I think.
That is amazing.
All right, so I got some actual flying squirrel facts here.
No, I think you're done. That was good
that's
enough.
Yeah, it. It's over. Flying squirrel wins,
that's
hands
fine
down.
That was pretty chill. I like to call my testicle bag my meatball purse.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one. Okay, Matt.
Hit us with your best shot.
So they...
Fire
so
away.
They can't actually fly. They glide using some...
That's misleading.
No.
Why aren't they called gliding squirrels?
It wasn't as cool.
Yeah.
Meh.
Nah. You could just do that.
So they glide using something called a patagium, which is basically that skin that is folded up when they're walking, and then they unfold it to glide through the sky like Icarus.
Yeah, that's not Icarus. I don't think flew
well,
like
he
that.
He did something in the air. And then died.
Yeah, he didn't. He had wings. Yeah. He just had wings.
and then he died.
Yeah, he had actual wings. He didn't,
they were bronze wings, so they weren't actual wings.
Yeah, they were. Why does it matter?
Because they weren't like
of?
A part it's of like his saying... body. So do you call airplane wings actual
wings? Planes have wings? Yeah. Yeah, they're wings.
Okay. All right. Sure.
So how far can these gliding squirrels glide, and how fast can
they glide? The longest one is 300 feet.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. That's a
football
field.
Generally just go 30 feet.
Oh, that's
but
obvious.
They are extremely agile in the air, and they can pull like 90 degree turns and just fly around obstacles and stuff. But on the ground, they are extremely clumsy. Like they cannot run away from predators. They'd rather just hide.
Yeah. So you're telling me the average gliding squirrel can only get me about a first down, but the best of the best, like the Antonio Browns of gliding squirrels, can get me the 100-yard touchdown on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then every once in a while, there's going to be that, you know, Jesse James squirrel that doesn't, you know, he doesn't carry the ball all the way to the ground, and then, you know, the squirrel referees.
He doesn't survive the ground. The gliding squirrel isn't going to survive.
The squirrel referees come in and pronounce him dead, and then the squirrel undertakers come in and give him a tombstone.
Yep.
Pile driver.
Unbelievable.
Unfucking believable.
What a nutty situation.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, speaking of nuts, the flying squirrels can collect up to 12,000 nuts in one season.
That's a lot
of nuts.
How many dozen?
12,000.
12,000. How many dozen is that?
12,000 dozen.
I guess it's just 1,000 dozen.
That'd be what, 144,000? Or would that be 1,440,000?
So I'm just going to keep going on with these facts. their predators are pretty much the same as regular squirrels, and that includes the domestic house cat.
Of course. Those slimy
cats. So your
cat
could just come back with a flying squirrel in its mouth.
Yeah, and then you can keep it as a pet, and they'll be
It'll
good friends.
It'll probably be dead, but yeah.
You don't know that.
That's why I said probably.
Whatever, man.
Got you on that one. there are some flying squirrels in America, the United States specifically. They're also in Canada.
America?
That would be the northern squirrel, flying squirrel. And then in America, on the entire east side, basically split down the middle of the map, we have the southern flying squirrel.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Well, I think it's because the west side of the United States of America has less trees.
Why is it called the southern?
Being burned down in California.
It says on the
because
eastern
the
side.
Northern one's in Canada.
Oh my god.
Which is above.
God.
Which is to the north. And then below that, there's the southern one. Do you want it to be the southeastern?
No country exists except for the United States, so we don't need to worry about the cardinal directions. Only when we're talking about being within the confines of the United States.
Why
and its
can't
territories.
It just be like the American
Eastern American
squirrel?
Yeah, because they do that shit with every animal ever that's been categorized from Japan is always the Japanese whatever it is.
It is called the American.
Yeah.
But for North America and not United States of America, because we have three different things called America. We have North America, South America, and then United States of America within North America.
Oh my God, Matthew, you're getting me so angry, dude. You don't sound like a patriot in any way.
Yeah, right. Cause when you're in the United States, you're from the United States, you're an American. If you're from Canada, you're Canadian. If you're from Mexico, you're Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
Like, so, that's what we're getting at here.
Yeah. I just think it would...
So we'll just... I'm going to change the Wikipedia article ASAP.
Yeah, we need to start a hashtag for this. First of all, it's the gliding squirrel, not the flying squirrel. That's
exactly.
Super misleading.
Exactly.
And so it's going to be the American gliding squirrel. Hashtag it. Put it on the internet. Let's start a revolution.
Yes. Let's start a revolution. This is something that we can get people excited about.
Yeah.
Changing the name of the flying squirrel to the gliding squirrel.
Is the hashtag just going to be
it's very important.
Gliding squirrel?
I think it should be hashtag, and then it should be 8 equals 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 D, and then you put a bunch of tildes. You put a bunch of tildes at the end. It looks like a dick that's coming. That's a good hashtag.
Hashtag city.
And if you use exactly 6 equal signs, it is to scale to my own member.
Wait, was there a head? Was there a D at the end?
Yeah, it's a capital D.
Let's make it short here. That's not to scale.
Yeah, it is.
What size font? Times New Roman.
72.
All right.
What else, buddy?
I think we should just go ahead and go on to the Battle Royale here.
No, we're doing something else first. I want to fact check you on this bullshit. Icarus did not have bronze wings, bro.
Okay, what were they made out of?
It was feathers, and they were tied to his body with wax, because when he flew too close to the sun, the wax melted, and he fell into the fucking sea, and he drowned. It's a story about the hubris of these creators.
I really thought they were made out of bronze.
Yeah, and once again, your hubris will be your downfall. Lucky for me, I don't have any.
Bronze would be way too heavy to fly anyway.
Yeah, you don't see any bronze planes, you idiot.
That's what I was always thinking.
Is that all you got
too?
For the gliding squirrel?
Isn't Stuart Little a gliding squirrel?
No, I thought Stuart Little was a mouse.
That's Ratatouille.
I guess I'll just have to fact check you on
this is going to be a very interesting one. We've got Matthew's gliding Eastern American squirrel. We've got the alligator, you know, guy. And then we've got whatever I did, the sea slug.
Alligator man.
Well, like I said, the blue sea slug can trap poison from the Portuguese man of war. So why can't it kill an alligator? Tell me that. Tell me that, people.
Riddle me that.
They're deadly as shit, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, don't mess with alligators.
What do you mean? I just said they're the venomous tentacles. It's like they have. So the Portuguese man of war is a venomous tentacled jellyfish thing, right? It's been fatal to humans before. So why can't, you know, the blue sea slug can absorb its poison and it will deliver it to an alligator. No?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I was looking up the Stuart Little information. Oh my god. I'm sorry.
No one's fighting me on this. I'm just going to take the win if y'all are going to say
shit.
I don't think
the squirrel really
has a chance here. Stuart Little is considered to look like a rat or a mouse.
I wasn't being serious.
Listen.
Everybody knows Stuart Little's a mouse, dude.
No, they don't. But now they do. He's a flying squirrel.
No. Stuart Little's a little bit sexy. Yeah. He, like, wears those shoes.
Converse.
What's that? Yeah, he wears Converse and sweaters. Yeah,
he's got that slick little red car.
You could be Stuart Little, bro. You look just like him.
I do look just like him. I just have to swap out my black Converse for red Converse and mix.
And you got to get some khakis. You got to roll up the bottoms. You got to wear a sweater. You got to go on a date with
a bird. Already roll up the bottoms of my pants, but not for fashion statement, but because there are no pants in the world that fit my lithe body.
How long are your legs in inches?
Is that the size that the pants would be? I think it's 29. Maybe 28.
Damn, you got some tiny ass legs, bro. How tall are you?
I'm 5'7.
Wow.
I'm all torso.
Yeah.
All torso, baby.
That's pretty interesting. So, fuck this stupid bullshit. We know the alligator is going to win. I'm not even going to try. They're deadly as hell. They have a fucking move called a death roll. Isn't that the alligators do that?
Yeah, it's where they go commando and just get all swampy.
They grip you up and then they just do spins on spins and before you know it, you're drowning and you're dead. And it's like, holy shit.
How about my flying squirrel comes up and stretches its ball sack up all over that alligator's mouth and nose
I think as a duo, the Sea Slug and the Flying Squirrel could take down an alligator.
Right, and they're both smart enough to realize that they need to team up.
Yeah. I don't think that Sea Slugs are smart. But
I mean, they've got to be pretty smart based on their mating rituals. That you can't just come up with that with no brain.
Yeah, they can. It's not. There's no biological reason for it. It's just there's no evolutionary reason for it. They just eat each other's dicks.
Yeah, that is pretty stupid, I guess.
Yeah, dude, stupid as hell.
Hang upside down, turn dicks inside out, and then I'll bite yours.
Yeah,
that's what they sound like.
That's pretty chill. Yeah.
So the alligator's the victor.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and take your time here, you little bitch. You little bitch boy.
I mean, I just want to give a shout out to my boy. What is his name? Walligator?
Walligator, yeah.
Walligator, yeah. I never met him before, but I'm giving him a shout out anyway.
I love that none of us ever fucking prepare to win. We just do it on the spot.
Yeah. Who else do I want to give a shout out? Oh, I want to give a shout out to all my homies in Cell Block 6.
Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman, the best president that ever was.
Mm-hmm.
Save the world from an alien invasion.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I mean, still, because it's relevant as ever, Steve Irwin, my boy, RIP.
Yeah, he was the crocodile hunter, though, so shut the fuck up about that dumb shit.
Yeah, Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, yeah, give one up for Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Yeah, they're all my homies, all of them.
We got to work on some impressions for next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought do we have a current event?
Oh, yeah.
I do have a current event. I forgot to talk about that. So there was this thing that happened where a man and a woman bought a dog from a shelter. They were trying to get a dog for a couple of years, but they couldn't because none of the apartments they lived in allowed it. So they finally get one. It was an American bulldog named Ziggy. And so this guy and his owner, they take a picture and the dog looked like it was smiling. It was really cute. And they posted it to the adoption shelter they got it from. And it got like 25,000 likes. And some D-hole reported the guy and said, "You have a pit bull and you're not allowed to have pit bulls in our neighborhood." So the cop came and tried to take his dog away. And they said, "It's a pit bull. You can't have it in this neighborhood." And then the guy produces his paperwork and said, "It's actually an American bulldog." And the cop said, "Well, that doesn't pass the eye test." And they took it away anyway. And they had a fight for it. And it was like 6 months. They went to court for months. And they finally, he won and he was allowed to keep it. And the only thing they changed was like, it says a veterinarian has to make the decision on whether or not it's a pit bull or a bulldog. Can you believe it? They took this guy's dog away for several months because the guy just said, "Well, that doesn't look like it looks like a pit bull to me."
That doesn't pass the eye test.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah, it was fucked up. But
it's really weird.
It all worked out in the end because he got it back. It just took good thing he had 25,000, people on Facebook liking it and helping him out. Because if that was me, they would just be like, "Well, your dog's ours now. Later, idiot."
Well, was this like, where'd you say this was happening?
I'm not sure. Let me find
out. It's like, the whole thing is ridiculous. Like, what if you could just say that about anything? Be like, "Officer, I'm not drunk. You just ran a breathalyzer test and I breathed 0.0. And he's like, "Yeah, well, you didn't pass the eye test. So I'm going to go ahead and put you in jail for DUI.
No, I'm all about that. I think normally that's fine. I can't find it anymore. I don't know how I fucking...
So, I mean, my input into that whole situation is my police department, we actually have in the zone that I work in, we have an officer who specifically handles all of the dog cases that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe she's more knowledgeable about dogs, so she wouldn't say something as ridiculous as, "Oh, he doesn't pass the eye test." That's just a little... That's just being lazy,
It's very strange. It's a very strange thing. But, I mean, it all worked out in the end, which is
it did work out. And the other thing, I mean, that's why I was asking what kind of area it was, because we have animal control, because it's a city. So, like, we wouldn't show up and just, like, take the dogs, per se, unless it was an absolute dire emergency. And by dire emergency, I mean, like, poor living conditions for the dog and whatnot. So we would actually call animal control to come and get the dog. And
I think, and there's another part that was interesting was like the rules, obviously, that no pit bulls are allowed there. And apparently, it was reported in the story that when the police officers came to check it out, the dogs like started licking them and things like that. It was like super friendly, and they're like gonna take it away anyway. I wish, like, why wouldn't they just use their personal judgment and say like, okay, like, yeah, we'll like make a report, because apparently that dog's not supposed to be allowed there. But why would you take it if it was clearly not a harm to anyone? It makes no sense. But anyway, it all worked out in the end. It's a very happy, smiling dog, and then the owner got busted for kissing it on the mouth.
Ooh.
That part didn't happen.
That's blasphemy. That it says in the Bible, no kissing dogs.
No kissing dogs on the mouth. Open mouth kissing. Anyway, that's about it. Oh, here, let me. I got a plug.
Yeah, I was about to say.
So if you go to https://facebook.com/animaljampodcast, you can access our Facebook page.
Get at it. Like it. Check out. Love it. Listen.
Yeah. Like it. Oh, you said that. if you go to Twitter, if you're on Twitter, @AnimalJamShow, you can check us out. We have like no Twitter presence. We'll do something about that eventually. And then AnimalJamPodcast@gmail.com. I did want you guys to send me something earlier. I can't remember.
Email us.
Yeah. Email me, bro.
Email us dick pics.
Yeah, so I'll email you back the same one. Email me pictures of alligators having sex, and I will send you the same picture back, but not to the same person. I'll send it to a different person. It's like one of those chain
emails.
Things.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fucking dope. You guys are gonna love it.
All right.
Okay. So, last words. Let's go round table. Actually, let's all say our last words at the same time on the count of three, and then we'll turn off the podcast.
Okay.
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 One, two. Three.
Bye.
Stuart Little is gay.
I like cheese.
Okay, bye.